Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County election results. City Council, County Commission seats filled. All propositions fail. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Late last night, with all 37 precincts reporting, Campbell County's unofficial final tally shows a total of 18,443 ballots cast. Here are the key results. All three ballot propositions, as well as the lodging tax, failed to pass. In the Gillette City Council races, Chris Smith took Ward 1, Jack Clary narrowly won Ward 2 by just 10 votes, and Nathan McLeland secured Ward 3. For the Campbell County Commission, incumbent Bob Jordan won his seat, with the second commission seat going to Jerry Means. In the hospital district, Tom Murphy, John Mansell, and Randy Height were elected, while the Campbell County School District will see Mary Bruner, Lisa Durgan, Mark Christensen, and Larry Steiger take seats. The Gillette College Board will include Tracy Wasserberger, Josh McGrath, Nella Williams, Robert Palmer, Terry Anderson, Larry Smith, and Ellis Day. Finally, the constitutional amendment passed for Campbell County with 51.18% of the vote. Senator John Barrasso, reelected, pledges focus on energy, inflation, and GOP leadership role. U.S. Senator John Barrasso has been reelected to a fourth term, winning Wyoming's Senate seat by a wide margin over Democratic challenger Scott Morrow. Barrasso said in a statement, "Thank you to the people of Wyoming for your overwhelming support this year, not just in the election, but for me personally throughout the year." Barrasso continued, saying, "It is an incredible honor to represent you in the U.S. Senate." Known for his strong support of Wyoming's energy sector and opposition to President Biden's policies, Barrasso received former President Donald Trump's endorsement earlier this year. Barrasso has served Wyoming in the Senate since 2007. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.